In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What our Lord is speaking about today in this book of Sirach is something which should be really familiar to us. Were you paying attention to that reading that was given for us? Did you hear what was going on? Sirach is talking about what sacrifice is that's pleasing to God. He's saying it's not giving great gifts. It's not giving the perfect sacrifice in the way that you would think, going at the way that the Old Testament sacrifices were given, the perfect animal, the perfect amount, all these things. It's not about doing something great. What he says, this is the sacrifice that I desire. I desire a contrite spirit, a humble heart, a heart which obeys me. He says, if you love me, the sacrifice that you should give me is just do what I ask you to do. Love me through your actions in your life, not by making up with it with some sort of sacrifice. And what season are we about to begin? Lent. Lent. And so during Lent, we take on all sorts of sacrifices. But what's important, and this is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow and as well on Sunday, is that the sacrifice that God wants us to offer isn't by going and doing extreme things. What he wants us to do is to extremely give our hearts to him. Extremely say, I'm going to do this better for God. I'm going to try to open my heart just a little bit more wide to him so that I can receive what he's already wanting to give me, which is himself. And so with that in mind, I just want to be very practical today and offer you a couple of things. Because what do we have before Mass every day? Adoration. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And so I just want to go over a couple things that will help us to enter into adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in a better way. What happens when we go in and we hear the bell ring? We all stand. We all stand in his presence. And when the priest arrives at the foot of the altar, he genuflects. And so as he passes into the sanctuary, we all genuflect too, so that, or we remain on our knees, so that when our Lord comes, we are there upon our knees worshiping him to begin with. As the incense goes up, what does the incense represent for us? Our prayers. Our prayers, and we're saying, just as it says here, the incense that is pleasing to God is a right life. Well, our prayers should go up to God like a sweet-smelling incense in that moment as we worship him, entering into his presence, so that as that smoke fills the sanctuary and reminds us maybe this is what it looks like in heaven, so our souls should be lifted up. When we're there within our seats, praying diligently, whether it's memorized prayers or just an explosion of our heart of love for God, or like, this is something that's going wrong in my life or in my family's life, take care of this, God, let me offer that to you. We don't talk about things, no. We don't whisper, we don't have conversations, we don't do things like that, because that is not pleasing to God. Actually, that takes our focus off of Jesus, who is actually present here, puts it on worldly things, distracts us. It becomes, instead of an opportunity of grace, becomes an occasion of sin. When our Lord is again to be exposed, beautiful thing. I think we've talked about this a number of times. I don't know if you do, because I'm not paying attention. But when our Lord is, when we're receiving God's benediction with the Blessed Sacrament, what we do is we make the sign of the cross over our own bodies, receiving the blessing from Jesus as we're there on bended knee. Another thing is when he passes to you, that's when you make the sign of the cross. That's usually what happens. Some people decide they want to make the sign of the cross three times. So when he goes up and down, one. When he goes over to the right or to the left, one. When he goes over to the right, a second sign of the cross. Beautiful things to do, because we want that sign of the cross to be before us always to remind us of the grace which God has given us in his death and resurrection. And then as we sing the divine praises, we are there on bended knee, proclaiming God, making reparation for every sacrilege, every time the name of God or the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the name of Saint Joseph, the name of God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is abused. And then at the conclusion of that, what we do if we can, is we stand at attention and glory of God who is present when our Lord is in the Blessed Sacrament, is in the tabernacle. We proclaim, Holy God, we praise thy name. Standing because we are in God's presence, giving glory to him, just as we do when the gospel is read. Brothers and sisters, these moments in adoration are moments where we can truly grow in that love of God. And here are some little things that we can do in order to expand our hearts, to receive what God actually wants to give us. That's what our sacrifice of praise is supposed to be, a right life, a heart open to see God and to receive Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.